Photoshop Wednesday number 37. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip is second in the series of transforming layers. In tip 36, we covered scale. So now let's cover some of the other transformations. Go to the Edit pull-down menu, Transform, and let's select Rotate. The handles will display on the visible part of the layer. The cursor will now turn into a rotation cursor. Press and drag, and you can rotate this object. Hold down the Shift key, and it will snap to 15-degree increments. Move to the center of the visible object. Press and drag its anchor point to a new location. Now when you rotate the object, it will rotate around this axis point. And remember, the axis point does not have to be on the visible part of the layer. If you'd rather use number values instead, remember in the Options panel at the top of the screen, you can type in your degree of measurement, use your up and down arrows to increase and decrease, don't forget the Shift key, and you can also press and drag on the graphic just to the left of the text entry area to rotate dynamically. And with all the transformation tools, in the process of transforming, if you move into the visible part of the layer, press and drag, you can move it to a new position while transforming. When you're content with this transformation, you can click on the Commit button. If you're not happy with what you've done, you can click on the Cancel button. The Skew transformation tool will work very much the same as any of the other transformation tools. Here, you'll drag either on the top or bottom of the visible part of the layer, or the left or the right, to skew the visible part of the layer. The Distort transformation tool will allow you to grab the corners of this visible part of the layer and pull them in different directions. Choosing Perspective from the Edit, Transform pull-down menu will allow you to pinch the object in either the vertical or the horizontal orientation. Now remember, anytime you distort a bitmapped object, it can become fuzzy or anti-aliased. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.